This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new law, one that relates to taxes.
Senate Bill 25 for you this morning.
Senate Bill 25 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Fiscal Oversight Committee on January 19th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 1st, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 6th, returned to the Missouri Senate on May 11th, sent to the executive branch the same day, and signed into law on June 7th. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield is the sponsor. When this measure was heard in committee, he told the panel his proposal has one goal.
This deals with broadband grants that the federal government has administered to the state of Missouri. The short version of this is that state taxes have never been collected on these grants, and through the tax cuts of 2017, there is some reason that we need to codify in state statute. We can't do anything about the federal regulation, but we need to codify in state statute that we will continue to not collect the 4 to almost 5% tax on these broadband grants.
Senator Huff says he believes a tax would just create a burden.
When we talk about deploying these resources into rural communities and making sure everyone has access to high-speed internet, we want to make sure that those dollars go as far as they can. And I think if we are going to collect a state tax on a grant, all we're doing is removing some of the ability to get this out into those communities that need those services.
During Missouri Senate discussion of this legislation, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County mentions her concerns with broadband expansion in general.
Some of the feedback that I've received over the last couple of years working on broadband in the other chamber is there seems to be concern amongst colleagues and also just, you know, taxpayers that there's such a big amount of money that's coming in for expanding broadband access that there's a little bit of fear of fraud. These companies that are just kind of popping up, fly-by-night companies that all of a sudden want to do business here that maybe don't have any history of being successful in this work.
Senate Bill 25 will become law on August 28th. This bill is among several that was signed into law on June 7th. In a rare move, the governor only signed legislation on three different days during the interim. Normally, bills are signed over the course of the 45 days allotted between the end of the regular legislative session and the final day for legislative action to be taken. Among the measures signed into law is one that was vetoed. Missouri senators are a little more than 1 month removed from start of the annual veto session, which will begin on Wednesday, September 13th. By law, veto session can last as long as 60 calendar days. From there, Missouri senators may continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session, which will start in January. These measures will receive their official bill numbers starting on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.